And now, Coast to Coast with Art Bell. My balls, oh man, forget it. You cats don't even hold a candle to me. They're huge. West of the Rockies, give it a try. East of the Rockies, same goes for you, Mudface. And now, Art Bell.
Thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and good morning and good evening, wherever you're listening to the program, here on the planet Earth, or aboard the glorious space shuttle Discovery, which is now making its way around the Earth as it reunites with the space station. This is Art Bell, this is Coast to Coast. And this evening we're going to be speaking with General Johnson Jameson, who has undertaken something bold. I don't even know if I approve, but in the name of science, I must. I think a lot of you know what I'm talking about. The Art Bell program, Coast to Coast, as you know, we have never been people that worry so much about legality as we do about the truth. This evening, General Johnson Jameson, as I understand it, is stowed away aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Aboard Space Shuttle Discovery is an interloper, an interlocutor, an individual who is aboard but not to the knowledge of the crew. He and his assistant Igor have stowed away in the cargo bay, and it is there that they hope to remain until General Johnson Jameson returns to his native planet of Lovetron. Now first, this word from Peanut Enterprises. Are you afraid that you're going to sexually assault your girlfriend or your wife one night and then find that while you slept, she sliced off your penis with a rusty tin can lid? Well, now you can brutalize the woman you love and still wake up with your thing in your hand with the new Peanut Enterprises Penis Safe. That's right, just lock it on, hide the key, and pass out from your violent drunken binge. In the morning, you get the key wherever you put it, unlock the penis safe, and there it is. Peanut is not responsible for penis safes that can't be unlocked because the key was lost. The Peanut Enterprises Penis Safe is impossible to remove without the key. You'll live your entire life with essentially a barbell hanging between your legs. Yes, don't worry about waking up with the thing cut off and lying in a vacant lot anymore. The new Peanut Enterprises Penis Safe. New from Peanut Enterprises. Now, General Johnson Jameson, you are currently aboard, and you can hear very clearly, General Jameson, what is that sound that I am hearing? Now, we have you via a cell phone aboard the the Space Shuttle Discovery sounds vaguely like a margarita mixer at the Las Consuelas Nuevas in Palm Springs.
You go ahead and get off your jollies, Bell. Go ahead and get your little cuties off. Because right now, myself and Igor are flying at a speed of 30,000. You can hear the concussive effect, can't you, Lord?
Yes, I can.
So you get your little jollies off. But we are on our way, hopefully, finally, our return home. That was the second stage, right, Igor? All right.
General Jameson, where are you?
We have stowed away aboard the cargo bay here. On the Space Shuttle Discovery.
It sounds as if we had some interference. Can you say that again? General Jameson, what happened?
It's all right, Art. Don't panic yourself. Don't get your undies in a bunch. We just went through a time-space continuum warp coil effervescence. And what that does is sometimes it interferes with the audio. Interferes with any kind of sound, because at that point, time is traveling faster than sound. And sound is only going 300 feet per second. Time travels much less, and yet at that moment, but here comes another one. Are you going to get ready? See, did you hear that?
Yes, we did hear that. So you're going through a warp in space where time is slower than sound, something like that?
Jesus, do you sound stupid when you try to play it back to me? You're so funny, Gary. Thank God, Art. Thank God is all I'm going to say.
General Jameson, what are you hoping to accomplish?
All right, here aboard the Space Shuttle at Discovery, I'm hoping to return to my home planet of Lovetron. That's right, go ahead and laugh. Go ahead, because I know you're laughing.
No, I'm not laughing. You believe you originally come from Lovetron.
Isn't that right, Igor?
You got it.
Igor and I originated from the planet of Lovetron. Only one of you the moment to
believe. All right, we've just lost the... We've lost the connection from space. General Jameson is flying in what is supposedly the Space Shuttle Discovery, but I could swear it's an Oster mixer. Now...
Okay, like I said, get your jollies off, because when I land on Lovetron, you'll be laughing out of the other side of your face.
General Jameson, seriously, you hope to abduct the crew?
Art, this is going to be a completely non-violent hijacking. We are simply going to tell the crew, this ship goes to Lovetron.
That's right, and they'll peacefully go.
Well, why wouldn't they? Lovetron is legendary. Yes, it won't be long now, Art, before all of my dreams, all of my prayers. Oh, no!
What's the matter?
I just looked down on the floor, it says Taco Bell. That's right, looks like the wrapping to a bean for God. Okay. Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry, man.
You blew the entire up. I've given myself up.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm going into the cockpit, I'm surrendering. Anything that's staying in here with that. You bastard.
I didn't know, man.
Yes, you knew. Mission is aborted, Phil. I mean, Art. Excuse me, Phil. I mean, Art. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Art's over here.
All right, I thought I was talking to you.
No, I'm Art, and...
No, I'm Art. I'm Art. And who are you?
I'm General Johnson Jameson.
And I'm Phil. Oh, forget it, man. The time-space continuum is through the whole... Oh, okay, that's it. Hi, my name's General Johnson Jameson. I stowed away aboard your ship. Yeah. That's right. No. Take me into custody. I want to go back to Earth. I'm not going to Lovetron now.
Not going to Lovetron? Listen to this guy. He's a real kook. What about this guy, Bob? Going to Lovetron.
I can see the crew's taking you into custody.
Yes, they have. And somebody put a plug in him. God!
Here. What, Art?
You know where the ice machine is?
What?
Where's the ice machine?
I don't know where the... What do you mean, the ice machine?
And I'm looking for towels, too.
Yeah, I'm here.
Wait a minute, man. Hold on. What are you talking about, Art?
I want to know where the ice machine is and where the towels are.
I don't know where the freaking ice machine is and the towels... Yes, sir, Mr. Hall.
When Mr. Bell wants towels and an ice machine, go show him.
What is he staying? What is this, a Holiday Inn all of a sudden?
Go show him where the ice machine and the towels are.
I'm just looking for the ice machine.
Darth Hall,
Go ahead.
Don't you tell me what to do. Art, I don't know where the ice machine is. I think it's...
Well, I was told there's an ice machine and towels, and where I can get cleaned up. Is there... Do you have an office?
Yes, I have an office.
Can I change in there?
You can change in there.
Can I towel off?
What do you mean, towel off? Is there a shower around here I don't know about?
Yeah, yeah, well, he wants to wipe down in your office.
You want to wipe down in my office, huh?
Yes. Look, I'm Art Bell. And
I know I admire you greatly, Art. I just... All right. Hold on for a minute. I got to get on a remote mic here. Mind if I interview you while we walk?
I don't know.
All right, we're going down the hallway here. How you been, Art?
I'm doing very well. Ramona and I... Ramona sends her best. We're having a great time.
Is she with you?
No, I'm just spending the night here. I'm going to be sleeping in George Norrie's office.
Okay. That's the bathroom right there, out here in the hallway. Towels, there's a kitchen right around. Let me show you this. Hold on for a minute.
Are you smoking, Phil?
Yes, I am.
Jesus. You know, I smoke, but I don't sound near as emphysemic as you are.
Thank you very much. Right here, some paper towels here. And I don't know, anything, there's a Coke machine here.
What about ice?
I guess there's ice in this refrigerator. Yeah, there's ice right in there.
All right. I'm going to be in George's office catching some, you know, getting a nap.
That's fine.
And I'd like you to wake me.
Well, wait a minute, man.
No, wait.
All right. You want me to wake you when?
9:30, thereabout.
What do you say?
Will you get back in the studio? All right, let me come in here. He wants a wake-up call at 9:30.
All right, you want me to remind you?
I ain't giving him a wake-up call. You are.
I'm not giving. He told you to.
I ain't giving that guy a wake-up call at 9:30. You do it. You understand what I'm saying? What, is he using new music now or something?
Yeah, I like the classical stuff. Look, he asked you to give him a wake-up call. Now you do it, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm Darth Hall, from Lovetron and beyond. A good evening.
Phil Hungry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That's 9:30, Phil.